"Oh, yes," she purred, "my giant of Lannister." She mounted him then, and for a time she almost made him believe it. Tyrion went to sleep, smiling, and woke in the darkness to a blare of trumpets. Shay was shaking him by the shoulder.
"My lord," she whispered, "wake up, my lord, I'm frightened."
Groggy, he sat up and threw back the blankets. The horns called through the night, wild and urgent, a cry that said, "Hurry, hurry, hurry!" He heard shouts, the clatter of spears, the whicker of horses, though nothing yet that spoke to him of fighting. "My lord father's trumpets," he said, "battle assembly! I thought Stark was yet a day's march away." Shay shook her head, lost. Her eyes were wide and white. Groaning, Tyrion lurched to his feet and pushed his way outside, shouting for his squire. Wisps of pale fog drifted through the night, long white fingers off the river. Men and horses blundered through the pre-dawn chill. Saddles were being cinched, wagons loaded, fires extinguished. The trumpets blew again. "Hurry, hurry, hurry!" Knights vaulted onto snorting coursers, while men-at-arms buckled their sword belts as they ran. When he found Pod, the boy was snoring softly. Tyrion gave him a sharp poke in the ribs with his toe. "My armor," he said, "and be quick about it."